You have tuned in to the Tommy Beaver. Do not attempt to change the channel, the pond water you are swimming in, for you are tuning in to episode 26.
Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of the Timely Beaver. It is September 11th. It's about 5:30 a.m. on Sunday. The reason I'm whispering is Emily's still asleep. We just got back from a week in Canada. We took off from Portland Airport in Oregon here and flew out to... Oh, let me give you a rundown here. Okay, so let me... Back in the beginning... We got up at 5 o'clock on the 3rd, so that was about 8 or so days ago. Got up about 5 o'clock, took the light rail out to the airport, met up with everyone at the airport at 7 a.m., got some breakfast, and took off to O'Hare International Airport in Chicago. Got in there at some ungodly hour, had a 4-hour layover, then took a little pond skipper over the Great Lakes to Buffalo, New York. From Buffalo, New York, we rented some cars and drove up across the border into Canada, up through Toronto, up to past Peterborough and up into a little town called Warsaw, where we spent a lovely week with our friend Sam's parents, Susan and David, and they had this phenomenal house that was from like the early, late 1800s, early 1900s, and it was just beautiful on this huge farm with barns, and there were two kittens and two dogs, and they had this gorgeous, gigantic yard, river running through with a little dock where we could launch kayaks, and It was just so awesome. I can't even describe it to you. So, nonetheless, the reason I'm doing this at 5:30 in the morning on Sunday is because we got back yesterday and I am fucking jet lagged. And 5:30 in the morning here is about 8:30 in the morning where we were. So you kind of get used to that time change. But I did a little research before I decided to start recording this show. Well, I'm going to play you a band from Canada here because, you know, it's just a Canadian-themed show. And the band is called MIT City, and they're from Toronto, Canada, and Ontario. And this is their song called Blog. Enjoy.
Come on, come on, see the naked picture.
Once again, that was MIT City out of Toronto, Canada, located in Ontario, where we were, and we drove through Toronto, and wow, that city is beautiful. I mean, all of Canada that we saw was just phenomenally beautiful in comparison. It really reminded us that of Oregon, actually. All of us mentioned that at one point or another throughout our journey, that, wow, Ontario really represents a lot of what Oregon looks and feels like. And the weather was gorgeous the whole time that we were there. It was 80 degrees, somewhere in the 80s. We were all in shorts and t-shirts all throughout the night. We had a campfire going at night, and oh, it was just awesome. So on to some other things that happened. We spent the first day there, you know, getting used to the new time change, sleeping until, I guess, about 2, some of us 3 in the afternoon the first day, because that would only be about noon our time. And while we stayed up partying after we had our 12, actually it was a little bit more than that. I think we, from the time we actually hopped on the MAX here, which was about 6 in the morning, we got into the airport in Buffalo at 9:30, which is 6 our time. So that was 12 hours just to get to Buffalo, New York. And then we had a 3.5 hour journey north. So it was about a 15-16 hour journey to get there in one day, which was a little much for a lot of us. It just kind of went on and on and on. But the way back definitely went quicker because we broke it up, which I'll talk about. So we went kayaking. David and Susan were nice enough to take us out to Stony Lake in Ontario. And oh, Stony Lake was beautiful. People had houses on islands. There were thousands of islands there, and people had built houses on there, and people traveled around by boat. And we went kayaking through there and swimming, and the lake water was warm. You know, we all thought it would be frigid or cold, kind of like lake water is, and river water in Oregon is. But no, it was warm, and it was really nice and beautiful. Apparently, they had a zebra shells or something like that, zebra mussels that were came up through the Great Lakes because they used it to purify the water in the Great Lakes because of all the pollution and stuff. And they actually got up, you know, because they're all connected up in that area. All the lakes and waters and Great Lakes are all connected. So the mussels, zebra mussels, actually moved up through, and they're like razor blades. Some of us got, you know, little nicks on our hands and stuff when we were swimming, when we kind of skimmed them. After that, let's see here, what did we do the other day? Oh, we went and saw the Warsaw Caves, which were really sweet. There was like a couple that you could go into and bring your own clothes and watch out for skunk shit. We also saw a lot of great wildlife while we were there as well. I think the one that we were most fascinated with were porcupines, because we couldn't determine if porcupines climb trees or not. We went out one drunken night on an excursion around Sam's parents' house, and it was hilarious because we heard this noise, and we heard that there were coyotes in the area, and we could hear them howling. And so we turn on the spotlight, and there's this porcupine, and we're all drunk staring at the porcupine. We're like, is he sharpening his claws on the tree? Can they climb trees? Well, we found out that they can climb trees, and porcupines are pretty damn big. I don't think any of us have really seen a porcupine. I know I've seen a hedgehog, but not a porcupine. So that was an interesting thing to see as well. Gosh, there was just so much great stuff to do. Apparently in the Warsaw Caves as well, that somebody had just recently discovered a cavern down inside one of the caves that was the size of a football field. And we were just like, wow, that's, you know, quite a large volume to have open underground. It was just phenomenal. I'll get to some more stories here, but again, back to the music. Here's another song by MIT City, and this song is called Leia. So I
just prayed you'd smile my way, but that day never came. You held my thoughts, you held my world, you taught me everything I knew by teaching me to love a girl. But I was raised to not feel this way, tried to make it go away. But I'm just so scared to lose this magic and Leia. You're just as pretty as when I met you. You've been ugly to me, and Leia, I wish that I could hate you half as much as you don't know me. I watched you play Patty Cake while the other boys played baseball. I stared at you and I sang Les Miserables all by myself. While the boys called me a faggot, you just laughed behind my back. I heard each word, each lousy word, tears from the words. But I knew you didn't find it funny 'cause of your skin, your perfect skin. I loved your skin. I knew you must be pure within. And Leia, you're just as pretty as when I met you. You've been ugly to me. And Leia, I wish that I could hate you half as much as you know.
So there you have it, Leia by MIT City. On to the return journey, or kind of finishing up. On our last day, we decided to kind of, you know, crop our journey a bit and head out to down from Warsaw, Peterborough, back through Toronto, down to Niagara, Canada, right on the border, and get a hotel room there and, you know, see Niagara Falls. We did the Maid of the Mist, which drives you right up into the big horseshoe fall, which is really cool. I mean, it really showed how impressive the falls were. Sorry, there's laptop booting up in the background there. But it was really sweet. And after that, we just toured the city, noticed just how much more expensive it is to be using Canadian money than American money there, which wasn't the case. I think it was just a tourist trap that you can only get Canadian because you're on the Canadian side, so they charge you more for using that. It's kind of like their way of taxing, I guess, the American people who come over, and, you know, it just sucks for Canadians. It would almost have been better to go across the border, get some American money, and come back. But besides that, and it being just generally overall expensive, the Strip had a whole bunch of tourist traps, arcades, casinos, a lot of haunted houses, which really struck us as odd. Why does Niagara Falls have all these haunted houses? But yeah, and then we went back to the falls at night and watched it all lit up by lights, multicolored lights, and they had a firework display over it, which was really impressive. I mean, short, but they did an awesome job. I mean, it was better than dragging it out with one firework here and there. It was just all out gung-ho. And then we got, you know, kind of a little hammered, and we decided to do a few. We did two of the haunted houses, and yeah, when you're drunk, and they're pretty damn scary, and it worked pretty well. One had moving floors and rope ladders that you had to go through and climb under stuff, and people were jumping out at you, and it was pretty cool. So then on the way back, you know, we had to get up at 5 o'clock a.m., which in our time on the West Coast is 2 a.m., so that was not a pleasant thing to do and travel back, but we slept most of the way back. The time really fly. We didn't have to stop. Our layover wasn't 4 hours this time in O'Hare. It was only an hour, which is good. No offense about O'Hare International Airport, but it's basically a dive hole. Let's say if you got to take a crap, you only got about enough room for you to sit down. So try wiping your ass with that. It's pretty hard. And then, yeah, got all the way back, and it was a great journey, and I think we fell asleep last night at about 9:30, 10 o'clock our time, which is unusual for Saturday night, but that would again be about 1 o'clock in the morning where we were. So overall, the journey was really splendid and had a great time. Oh yeah, I never think I mentioned who went with us. We had Sam, Samara, Aaron, Trevor, Teresa, Emily, Corey, and I, and it was just a blast. Big group of people, lots of fun, you know. And yeah, again, I have to tell you guys, Canada, go there if you can, especially Ontario, since that's the only portion I've been in. So to end everything off, you know, again, timelybeaver.com, and I will be posting some pictures of the Canada trip. We accidentally left our camera back in Niagara at the hotel, but they did find it, so they are going to mail it back to us, and we'll have some pictures to post once we get that later in the week. But remember, give us your audio feedback at 206-222-2328. Also, leave us an audio message or write us an email at timelybeaver@gmail.com. And you can find all your show information and links to MIT City's website at timelybeaver.com. And if you want to, you can find MIT City at myspace.com/MIT City. All right, everyone. And I'll leave you again with one final song by MIT City. And this song is called Purple. Hope you all have a good week, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye bye.
Because you've become a fictional character. I don't even know you. Don't even know you anymore. But I told myself, well, the big things might be different. There'll always be the little things that make a person complete. Like how you'd eat your pizza with tomato, tomato and pineapple, and how you were utterly obsessed with purple. Always be the same. There'd always be purple before your name. I had a dream that you had gone sober when you came back from India, that you didn't hate me anymore, and we stood by a sunset. Sunset was purple. You said it was beautiful. I knew you'd say that. You always got excited by that color. I never got it. Was obnoxious, but it's hearing from you. Cause you gave me the best year of my life. You gave me the best year of all time. And you always before your name, you'll always be the same. And my friend, more than acquaintance, she mentioned she knew you. She had your picture in her purse, and you were wearing a baby blue jumper. I joked, I thought it would be purple. said she's never seen you in anything but blue. No, no, I don't know you. Why the hell am I so fixated on a stupid color? Enjoy your blue jumper. Enjoy your pepperoni slices down your vegetarian.
P-U-R-P-L-E, that's what the sunset in Ontario looked like to me. Remember, watch out for that Canadian beaver. It bites back.